So now I would like to invite Sister Sheelu and Sister Binni to come on the stage for the next session, which is going to be very interesting. It's an interview on the topic, Reawakening the Spirit of Spirituality. So Sheelu will talk about it, how it's going to happen. So enjoy the session. Be alert, sit straight, be active and take interest and take the full benefit.
Om Shanti. I would first of all like to introduce Sister Binni. Sister Binni, with her family, her mother, father, her brother and her sister, all five in the family, they came to Mount Abu in 1971 and settled in Mount Abu. You were in Delhi first? They were living in Delhi first. And her parents got Baba's Gyan and they decided to move to Mount Abu, where the headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris was. So they came here in 1971. So the first family of BKs living in Mount Abu. And then since her childhood, she got the opportunity to witness the BK organization growing and flourishing, and how Baba's service spread all over the world. She saw all this. And then she did her master's degree in master's degree from Punjab University, her bachelor in education and diploma in public relations from Delhi. And she continued, and at present she is the manager, public relations and mass media in the Global Hospital Mount Abu. And she's also the editor of the Global Hospital newsletter called Swasth, which means health. And in Mount Abu we have an internal security academy, and which has officers, commanders, IPS officers and various others who come. And she goes there to give courses to them, to the army people's wives. So the Army Wives Welfare Association, soldiers and army officers, Mount Abu. And also she visited UK, Scotland, Germany, Holland, Switzerland, Belgium, Africa, Nepal, Thailand, Hong Kong, Singapore and China, and also went to USA and Canada. And she's here to actually share something very interesting. And you'll be surprised at how people in the world have various interests. And her interest was something quite different from any other interest. And we have people who are distinguished in different philosophies, and they're saints and many leaders of the world who have given special contributions in their respective fields. So Brahma Kumari Binni Behen, since she came to Baba, she wanted to glorify Baba in a different way. And the best way she thought that she could glorify Baba was to spread this message of values and spirituality in the world. And for that, she wanted to write a thesis, because she did her MA already and she wanted to do PhD in Brahma Kumari's literature, and especially on values and spirituality. So she approached her professors, she approached some universities that how she could promote Brahma Kumari's literature, and especially how this Brahma Kumari organization is dealing in values and spirituality, and she would like to do PhD on this. And so at the beginning, there were some rejection from the universities, because nowhere there is any list of spirituality in the different lists which they can do for PhD. They do research work in science, in art, and you know, many other subjects, but no one has ever done up to now research in spirituality. Of course, the government as well as the universities, they do talk about human values, but nobody talks about spirituality. So it was a new subject. In the beginning it was rejected, and we will also ask her what was her state of mind at that time and how she, you know, continued, and ultimately she was successful and she was able to write the thesis. And it went on for 3 years, and this is the thesis she has written. Yeah, such a big thesis she has written, and she got her PhD degree in it. And the name of this thesis is A Study in the Renaissance of Spirituality and Universal Human Values. The Literature of Brahma Kumaris, A Study in the Renaissance of Spirituality and Universal Human Values. And she had some supervisors, her researchers, you know, many who helped her. And ultimately, she came up to this beautiful return what we can see here, this beautiful research work. I will first of all ask her, and she will... before we really start this conversation, she has a video presentation. And how many minutes is it? It's about 8 minutes. And she would like to show that first before I interview her. And she tells about the study and the degree she got. So we will first watch this little video presentation of 7 to 8 minutes.
Life is a journey, not a destination. And a journey always begins with a small step. We all are tuned to the wheel of God. The moment we realize how important that one small step is, we clearly understand, may thy will be done. Our one determined thought of transformation is welcomed by God in thousandfold steps by coming forward to hold our hands in our path. As we all know, life is a precious gift from God. Values and spirituality is the fragrance of it. The vision that we glorify in our mind, the idea that will flourish in our heart, the values we nurture in our character, this is what will build our life, the hidden soil and seeds. Divine guidance moves me in the direction of my highest good. I feel delighted, and then my spirit speaks to me through my heart. I rise up and awaken more to the call of my soul. I manifest magnificent results because the highest divinity has illuminated my path. My thoughts turned my dreams and vision into reality. Looking back at my spiritual journey through my childhood, I have great feelings of gratitude towards the Almighty that all good things came to me at the right time by the hand of a gracious God. The first memory imprints are still fresh in my mind when I recall the beginning of a story in the canvas of my mind. It flashed again. The memorable moments in time, evoking the memories of precious days when the seeds of spirituality were sown in me. My first historical memory of July 1971, when I arrived at Mount Abu with my parents, younger sister and elder brother. Our family was welcomed by Nirvair Bhai, and he was indeed the guiding angel of spiritual progress. His friendly smiling words, "God's hope is your hope." Brahmakumari Spiritual University, Mount Abu, known for its serenity, spirituality and silent meditation. A golden opportunity came in my life in 1991 when I was invited to serve as public relations officer at the Global Hospital and Research Center. I dedicated my life in godly service, noble service to humanity, unforgettable childhood memories and further experiences of my spiritual gold mine drove me to search for new mysteries of life. I often had dreams of white angels with sparkling lights in their hand and many a times saw myself flying like an angel, the bright light. I started realizing that my dreams turned into reality in the course of time at a later stage in my life. I began to see myself in a new light with new potential. The moment in which I was inspired to think spirituality and values as a research subject was on April 28, 2006, when I had my interaction with India's first scientist president, Dr. A.P.J. Kalam. He emphasized the importance of research on this subject. I was brought up at the Brahmakumari, Mount Abu, since my childhood and closely witnessed its history as it went into being a leading world spiritual university. I was determined to take up this study as a research subject of my doctorate thesis. Every challenge or adversity carries a seed of an opportunity that can be transformed into our strength. The tragic part of our history of life is that we curse the darkness of negativities, but sometimes we forget to light the candle of positivity in our mind. The spiritual light of values illuminates our mind and fills us with peace, joy and bliss. Napoleon said that imagination rules the world. Self-image is our own conception of self. It is the mental and emotional picture we hold in our consciousness, what we are. If we paint a picture of fear, doubt and anger, our experience will be filtered through these same negative emotions. On the other hand, if our self-image is based on peace, love, respect and faith, our life experiences will be filtered the same positive emotions. The years rolled along, as the years always do, and he came to his ultimate destiny, Strew. And the small grain of sand that had bothered him so was a beautiful pearl, all richly glowed, Elizabeth Browning. Spirituality is not a destination, but it's a daily joyful journey. It never concludes, as it is a part and parcel of our life. Human life has four holistic aspects: physical, mental, social, and spiritual. Spirituality is the foundation of other three aspects. Spirituality originates from spirit, which is never-ending, but stormy interruption of vices and negativities fades its brightness. Spirituality can be recharged and illuminated through values and meditation. It is reawakening, new beginning, and new dawn of divinity. Dearest Almighty Godfather Shiva and Brahma Baba, I salute your grace and bow before the mystery of your wisdom. I trust you and your love keep me moving in the right place, at the right time, meeting the right people for the right purpose. Thank you for your exquisite love, for all the blessings you shower on me. Even when I am not aware of them, uplifted me continually manifest the highest good of this sacred task. Mood me to see my dreams to completion. Let me wholeheartedly offer my gratitude to this synergistic contributions to the remarkable souls who assisted me for this noble task. Without them, I would have never seen the smile of this day. I humbly consider it a pleasure, privilege and honor to express my heartiest and profound gratitude and cordial appreciation to the following invaluable contributions. Om Shanti.
So, we once again welcome Dr. Bini. So, with a big hand, Dr. Bini, who just completed her PhD and is here with us today to share all her experiences of how she reached this stage. So, Sister Bini, I would like to ask you a few questions. And the first question I would like to ask you is that what really inspired you to select this subject of reawakening the spirit of spirituality and values, you know, which you have written in this thesis? So what inspired you? And what, later on I can also ask, what were the challenges? So first of all, what inspired you to write this thesis, Sister Bini, Dr. Bini?
Om Shanti. And welcome you in this session. Of course, a little bit journey to this path and also reaching here with the research findings. A few things are already shared in the little documentary. Of course, Shiluben has asked a very good question, because the topic of the thesis is reawakening. Of course, the title is connected mainly with Brahma Kumaris, and I was thinking that I should choose such word which can give or which can show the overall contributions of Brahma Kumaris to the world as a leading university. So when we thought of this word, then many of you must be knowing that in the middle periods of history, the word is used in the history's renaissance. It means reawakening, rebirth. But it is an Italian word, and which means rebirth, rebirth of art and literature in the history, and later on it went to Europe and to many other countries. It started in middle of 14th century. So it was also a big challenge to use the word Renaissance for the Brahma Kumaris literature. So my PhD guide said that, I mean, main idea was to show the reawakening. It means revival. Renaissance means revival and reawakening. So when I chosen this word as a title, of course, Shiluben has mentioned, I will just take you a little back when I started this journey. When I thought of this subject, of course, the first idea came in 2006, when in the same hall, our president was here and he was inaugurating the project Values in Healthcare. And he himself was mentioning that Brahma Kumaris, you know, whole institution is doing so much and you have so much to give to the world, and there should be a case studies and research work. So this idea came in my mind, but I never thought that, you know, in the beginning this will be a great challenge, because before doing PhD you have to submit a synopsis, and this is what, as Shiluben has read already, the title. And I have used the word literature for Brahma Kumaris, and they said when there was a title clearance meeting, when almost 10 people were sitting in front of me and they were asking me the questions, and they said very clearly that you cannot use word literature for Brahma Kumaris. Why? They were very right in their place, because they said that you can do PhD only when you have something documented already in the university level. For example, you know Milton, Shakespeare, Mahatma Gandhi, Aurobindo, their books are already in academic level, in a higher studies. We don't have any of the book. So they said you cannot use word literature, Brahma Kumari's literature, because literature means something related with Shakespeare and Milton and of that academic level. And they said you have to prove it before choosing the title, and you don't have any book, or if you have any book, mention me. I tried to convince them best. I took so many folders with me, and they said very clearly, we agree and we know that Brahma Kumaris are doing so much, but as a thesis title, you cannot use the word literature. And story was over, and I was also very much, free from the, from my mind that I have not to do PhD, and of course, the idea came like this, that many of the other BKs, and of course seniors, because I was in Global Hospital and Research Center, and they were saying, why you want to do PhD? Because you're already very busy in the Global Hospital. And if you start PhD, because most of the time people take minimum 5 years to complete. And they said, Baba is mentioning in the Murli, time is very short, and you will never have time to chance. And Dadi Janki also mentioned to me that it's a good subject, but how much hard work you have to do, and you're already doing service in Global Hospital, so please, you can do anything else, but don't do PhD. This was the answer. So you can imagine, and of course my title was not cleared in my first attempt. And this was, I think, from here I started realizing at Shilu Ben said inspirations, because I never thought that my guide put the application to the Vice Chancellor of the university, saying that the University Grant Commission, they have a rule that if anybody is doing doctorate or anybody wants to submit to the university on the subject of values and spirituality, they should be encouraged. And he said that Brahma Kumari is such a big organization and they have so many books and literature, and she is not doing for any her personal reason, she is doing it for the organization. She wants to convey the message through organization that how we are uplifting the human souls. So this was given again to the Vice Chancellor, and Vice Chancellor again had an executive meeting, and in that meeting they called me. Means it is a rare chance actually. They never call again once they reject. Reject means in the sense they refuse. They say, the word reject is at the place of reject, I can say that they say modify your title. Means they do PhD, but you cannot use word Brahma Kumari's literature, direct word, because it is a direct thesis. Mostly people do PhD with the comparative study like European history or the British history or Milton and Shakespeare work. So the always comparison is there. But this title, first time, is a direct title. After 6 months, I got again a letter from the university that you are called again for the interview. I went again, and there were again 12 people sitting in front of me, 1 hour cross-questioning. And now again they were saying how you will be going to go about, which references you will be going to use. You don't have primary sources, nothing. And I said, I will try my best. And I was trying to convince them. The last answer, the person who was asking me the question, and he said, you are doing for Brahma Kumaris, and after seeing your dedicated life, we are giving you as a special provision. So this was his story in the beginning. And then afterwards I became determined. But one thing I will not forget to tell, because right from the beginning I was very much sure and determined that Baba wants me to do this. And at that time when this confusion was going on whether I should do or not, so Baba gave a very special message. I asked Baba through Guljar Dadi, and Baba said, you don't listen to anyone. This was the answer, Baba's message. Do it, don't listen, whatever they are saying, you have to do this. And this is the first, this kind of, Baba used the word yajna, this is the first kind of work in the yajna, nobody has done before, and you have to do it. And Baba gave me 3 powers. Baba said, be determined, use concentration and positivity. So Baba said, always keep this with you, and I am with you. And Baba used the last line in the message, I will be going to help you how to go about in this work. I think that day till today, Baba really helped me and I was able to complete this work.
Very good. So once you got the green signal from the university, you got a green signal from Baba, then how did you start? What was your first step? And then did you think of BK literature to start off with, or Baba's Murli to start off with, or what? How did you start?
Very good question. Because again, you know, after once everything was clear, and this was again a big challenge for me, because my guide, he was very humble. He had already done a 7 days course. You can imagine that he was having so much respect for Brahma Kumaris. And he was mentioning me that you do it, I will be going to help you technically. But you are right from your childhood in Brahma Kumaris, I am not. He said very clearly, you have the depth of everything, but I don't have. But I will help and try to help you to how to go about. So there is a very strict methodology of research work, and we cannot write anything, whatever we like, as we used to write in books. Books we can write anything, but as I have mentioned you in the PhD, there is a very strict methodology. You have to go about and you have to prove everything. So at that time, we, I just read in short, of course, there is altogether 506 pages of this thesis. But I will just give you the little brief, the main chapter, since we divided. There were total, 9 chapters were there, including the bibliography. So the main contents of the thesis, the chapter 1 was introduction, the importance of the subject, the call of the time. Chapter 2 was introduction to Brahma Kumaris, Ishwe Vishwavidyalaya and its literature. And 3 was universal human values. 4 was meditation, practice and universal human values for a better world. And 5 was the new dimensions of implementation of universal human values through spirituality. And 6 was the reawakening of women through spirituality. And the last is conclusion, because being a leading Brahma Kumaris, as being a leading organization led by women, this was one of the very important part of this thesis work. So this was the chapterization, but after all, I know that this was one of the beginning challenge came in my mind, that I had to prove this academically. And academically means you have to use all the definitions. And I can say the founding main literary writer of the history, of English history, who said what they said about the literature. And I remember that when I was a student, I had almost 1,000 books were with me. I did my whole study in Baba's room. I can really tell you, if you have any difficulty, please sit in Baba's room. I did my whole more than two years study in Baba's room. And I know that how Baba was helping me. And I got one of the book of 69, the only book I got through many books. And this was the only book which helped me to establish Brahma Kumaris as a literature. Because the reason was, this is the book on Introduction to the Study of Literature, William Henry Hodgson, the first published in London, Great Britain. And this gave me, the first idea how we can call Brahma Kumaris as a literature. Because this was a very important question asked to me, how you can say that Brahma Kumaris is as a literature. So it helped me to establish because the reason was, you know, I just out of many literary writers, I had a chance of, you know, selecting from this book, and I'm feeling glad to share to you. If anybody asking us, we can say, because mostly, you know, literary writers, they have written in a very high English of academic level. And you know that it is mainly when they have written, they have used a very different language. A literature means of a very, very high technical language. But here I'm just reading George Eliot. This definition I have used to prove that how Brahma Kumari's literature is of that level. So this was one of that George Eliot, he said, the art of literature is the nearest thing to life. It opens up new fields of experience and new lines of thoughts. As Brahma Kumari's literature, we know all these books. Plato said, the foundation of all good and lasting work in literature is entire sincerity to oneself, to one's own experience of life, and to the true things as one is privileged to see. Because many of our books, and mainly, I mean, I can say that the books which helped me to prove these definitions, they were not written here. Most of them, BK Publication, London. Dadi Janki helped me to send all those books from London. So now at present, there is not a single book of Brahma Kumari's which is not documented and mentioned in it. Everything is included. And the one of the definition of Turgeon's which helps me to prove it as a literature is the smells of literature is not with bookish books of the world, no matter how great their technical excellence, but with those which are full of original vitality that we are chiefly concerned. Because we all know that and Milton said that a good book is the precious lifeblood of a master spirit embalmed and treasured up on a purpose to life beyond life. So this was what actually Baba talks to us, not of this life, but life beyond life. And of course, you know, I'm bringing you to that point that I started, first of all, Baba inspired me to start with Murlis. So it was very interesting for me that, you know, first time the Murlis are documented in this thesis. And because this thesis is in English, so many of you must have not even seen the book. And this is the first book in 79 of Murlis, The Song Divine. Shiluben must be knowing. I had kept it when I was very young, must be 10 to 12 years old. This was the book helped me, and Baba said, use this book and you will be, Jayanti Ben and one brother, they have translated, and it's so interesting that it is not a full Murli. Not a full Murli, only the paragraphs of Murli, they are translated, and later on all the, you know, the Murlis came later on. So this is the first, you know, the Murli book in English compiled helped me, and I started English, you know, collection with this book. But otherwise, it is started with 1936. Of course, I should tell them the little bit of chart. I just want to share with you how it is proved. Because, you know, it was not that easy because we don't have proper any record of Sindh, Hyderabad, you know, whatever happened there and, you know, whatever was there, and we know that we left there. So whenever we prove literature, so it is very important that we should have something with us.
Inko standing mic do na. Yeah, caller mic, standing mic.
The way Baba has touched me. And Baba has shown me, because I had a series of dreams before I, even during writing this thesis work and even later on also, in each and every time Baba was coming in my dreams and Baba was, you know, inspiring me how to go about. And then this is the chart which is in the thesis is to establish how we are as a Brahma Kumaris literature. So the main reason is whenever we do PhD, the first important thing is you have to show your primary sources. Because without primary sources, it is not possible for us to prove anything. So my guide said, you don't have any primary sources. How can you use the word primary source? And I said, we have primary sources. And our mullis, they are the primary sources. And in this, right from the sources here, the mullis are documented. But before started with the Baba's letters, the first one of 1936, here as a primary source, divine godly versions, and related to oral tradition by word of mouth. It was very interesting. I have to prove it because of how the Christ, and he used whatever I proved that, because they would have asked me the question, how can you say that this is your primary source? So I, few things I studied in the Bible, and I came to know, and I found very interesting history which I have used in the comparison, because when Christ, he said it is used the word gospel, means good news. So whatever gospels are there in the beginning, none of the gospel are recorded. It was by word of mouth. And later on, when the congregations and many things were established, then the Bible came very late. So that was very good point for me. Baba touched me, and I have written related to the oral tradition, word of mouth. Because Baba said whatever in 1936, it was not recorded and written, but it was by word of mouth. And then it divided into two parts, Sakar Murli and Avyakt Murli. And the Sakar Murli we have during founders period from 1937 to 1969 and 1937 to 1964 handwritten script. Because it was very interesting for me. I was, interviewing. Many interviews were taken. I was asking Ishu Dadi, Lachu Dadi and Chandras Dada, those souls, you must be knowing, those were those days with Baba, and they given me an interesting, related information that how it was handwritten script from 1937 to 1964, and 1965 onwards printed text came, and the Murli numbers are, total Murli numbers are 11,680. These are the total number of Murlis, 11,680. This number of Murlis we have available right now, and these are the Murlis after 69 we have, when Baba left the body, after that the revision of Murlis we are getting, but 11,680 we have the numbers. And the Avyakt Murli after founder's period, printed text, and it is now in 40 volumes altogether with us. And the second thing was to prove as a secondary sources of written works. Since it started, it is very interesting that when I went and asked many people, those were with Jagdish Bhai, because those were the first books printed. It was printed in 1954. The first literature of Brahma Kumari is printed in 1954, and before that it was a handwritten script. And total number of books in Hindi, in Indian, by Indian authors, means mainly by Jagdish Bhai, there are 250 books. And English 85, Hindi 165 books, and also in the regional languages. And out of India, when we went to London, our first book was published in English there by foreign authors in 1994. This was the first book, and then altogether 50 books in English that is published in London, Australia, US, all these books are mentioned. And the central theme was reawakening of values and spirituality. So this is all, everything is documented with Baba's handwriting script to the last book, whatever is recently in 2010, the last book was this which I found, maybe I don't know, the last, Spiritual Greatness. This was the last book when I was submitting my thesis. Even that book also I have mentioned. So total Brahma Kumari's literature is documented properly here on the theme of spirituality and universal human values.
So it's definitely wonderful. She has worked so hard. And I'm sure she knows Baba's knowledge much more than we know, you know, because she has studied so much. And did you also refer to outside books?
Yes.
Did you also refer? So please mention about the outside books, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course, as I was talking to you, that as per methodology, you cannot only write Brahma Kumaris, because you have to, it is such an interesting procedure once when you start writing. You know, it's such a beautiful thing, because when you write something of Brahma Kumaris, so at least you have to prove that, you know, sentence, you know, referring to 2-3 books. And it was so interesting that in the beginning, few days, nobody was guiding me how to go about and how, which reference I use. And I was requesting Baba, because Baba, your mullis are so great and I have to use such a powerful reference book to establish that how Baba is, you know, through mullis, right from the beginning, is creating the feeling of reawakening and transformation in our lives. So Baba showed me a dream. I just brought you to show, these are some of my, you know, collection of the dreams. I started writing it with red pen. In the beginning I was not writing whatever was coming in my dreams. But then I have started realizing that Baba is giving me and showing me the dreams. Because I said, Baba, now you are my supreme guide. When nobody was helping me, I was very determined, and I said, Baba, and Baba's picture was always in front of me, and I said, Baba, you are my supreme guide and you have to tell me how to go about, which book I have to use. And that same next day Baba came in my dream, and that dreams, all the dreams are collected here in this file, because I have many dreams and visions also came, and Baba showed me that dream, and I still remember that in a very early morning before 4 o'clock, I had a dream. And what I saw, it's a wonderful dream in which Baba showed me a big Gita. And in that Gita, there were many shlokas were there. And I remember that one of them was the Yada Yadas Dharmasya Glanir. And also, how Baba used the Manmana Bhav and everything. So when the book's pages were, you know, I was seeing that the book's pages were shifting out one by one, and Baba was giving me a very clear hint that for Murlis I have to use the reference of Gita. And I think I remember this dream has strengthened me so much, and it became so clear and my work became so fast, because Gita helped me a lot, and I had almost 10 Gitas I have seen, but these two I have brought with me. These both are the Gitas, and this one is the Bhagavad Gita by one of the very eminent one is Nataraj Guru. He is the one who has given a very, very clear reference. What Baba says is that, who is the God? Who is the sermonizer of Gita? And he has very clearly mentioned that Krishna is not an avatar. And how the Gita is universal. It doesn't only belong to India, but Yada Yada Dharmasya Glani means it is for when there is a degeneration of values. It is
degradation.
Yeah, degradation of values, and it is for everyone. And this was such a strong reference which I used, and I have, as mentioned, Baba has mentioned that we have to prove that who is the sermonizer of Gita. So I have proved in this, of course, tactfully. I have clearly mentioned through Murlis and taking the help of Baba's, I have gone through many Murlis, and Avyakt Murlis, and I selected all paragraphs in which Baba said that who is the sermonizer of Gita, and then I picked up the references from this book, and it is very clear. I think Baba was helping me to prove this, and in fifth chapter it is very clear that who is sermonizer, and it is God. Who is God? So how the Supreme, of course in previous Murli, if you remember, Baba said use the word God and Supreme. So same way the word is used in this. So these are the some of the of course, as Shilu Ben has mentioned, the first strong reference book is like Man Mana Bhav Yada Yada Hi Dharma Siglani, like how we have used more than 34 times Man Mana Bhav in Gita, and the Gita and the references from Murlis all together. So very beautifully it is matched, and Baba helped me. And other than Gita, the works which most of the leading works I have quoted in this to strengthen, because it was very much challenged, because my team of my examiners, they were saying you have to prove this, so you should not just use any ordinary references. So Mahatma Gandhi, Aurobindo, Vivekananda, Plato, and most of the leading persons who spoke about spirituality and values, so their references are here and documented for establishing the strength of Brahma Kumari's literature.
You were just mentioning about divine experiences along with dreams. So what type of divine experiences you got when you were writing this thesis? Something which you visualized, yeah, or you got inspirations? What do you mean by that?
There were many during this period, but one of the main one I just want to mention, because in one of the chapter, introduction of Brahma Kumari's literature, so in this chapter the history of Brahma Kumari's is mentioned, how we started. And in Brahma Baba's history, like how Baba, Shiv Baba came and entered into the body of Brahma Baba, and this was first time witnessed by Baba's daughter-in-law. And that episode, a matter was mentioned, and I was just thinking that how Baba, the words are used, that how the daughter-in-law of Baba has seen that Baba's face totally changed and Baba's eyes were closed, and when the words were coming out of Baba's mouth, they were very different. Baba was speaking Shivoham. So that, the whole scene. And I was just looking at Baba, and I was feeling at that time, Baba, how it happened, how the Baba entered in your body. And what was that she saw? And she said this is the first time she witnessed, in Brahma Baba's body, Shiv Baba entered. What was that scene? And I was sitting in Baba's room, and I don't know, I was seeing this in Baba's face. I was looking at Baba's face, and I was mentioning this to Baba, how it happened in the history that many souls went into trance. And I don't know, I was looking at Baba, and slowly my eyes also closed. And I was in a different world. Almost 40 minutes I wasn't there, and my brother is sitting here, and they came 2-3 times to call me, and I was not getting up, and the tears, they mentioned me, I was not knowing that, and tears were coming in my eyes continuously, and I was experiencing the same scene. I was really there in the history, in the pages of that history, and Baba was making me realize that how the souls at that time went into trance. And the experience of such a power, and I was trying to open my eyes, I couldn't. And I wanted to get up, I couldn't. So this was like Baba gave me a very, very clear picture that how in the beginning, when the story started at that time, there was a tremendous power of Baba and Brahma Baba to start this work. I was imagining how it happened, and Baba gave me the vision at that time, and I went, and many times I had a, when I was writing of the values, for example, the total values, 12 values, you know, I have mentioned in this, and because on the basis of the book, which values, living values book, because we have to quote something authentic to prove that. So 12 values all together, and also the many other major projects, international projects are covered in this, that how Brahma Kumaris are reawakening the spirit of spirituality, in which visions for the better world, millions minute of peace appeal, global cooperation project. You know, some of these leading projects are also mentioned in this. So I remember when I was, you know, thinking of values, so I saw at that time in meditation room, suddenly, you know, these values, they become like an angels. And they become angels, and they were dancing together, you know, in hand. So they were all dancing. So I was very much, you know, inspired to see this scene Baba has showed me. Then Baba has given me the inspiration that you have to synthesize, you have to, you know, create an integrated role of your three words. So because the three main words are used, universal human values, spirituality and meditation. So three words are strengthening each other. And then in my fifth chapter, which is actually one of the main strength of the thesis, is because when you write something as a case study or interviews or as a research work or documentation of something, a life transformation, it becomes a goal. So my guide said, if you have something like that, nobody can question you. And it was so interesting that, you know, I have taken interviews of Peace of Mind retreat guests and their transformation after 5 days when they were leaving. Those were documented. Many of the foreigners, those came here and their life transformed, because the main spirit of the thesis is one way. Of course, as a research, you have to prove in the conclusion what is new. So the new thing which I tried through Baba's inspiration to prove is the Brahma Kumaris literature and the practices has the tremendous power to transform the lives, because no other organization in the world, they have transformed their total. So many interviews of the double foreigners are included in this, and some of them through literary sources. For example, you know, the sister from Holland, she has written a book in which she has written that how she has changed. I'm forgetting her name from Holland. Jacqueline book.
Sister Jacqueline from took Holland. Interviews of many sisters. Yeah. And it's a very lovely book which has written on the experiences of the transformation which came in sisters. Who has read this book?
It's her name is coming in the inspirations of God. In one of them is Jyanti's Ben. This is the one of the very good book which helped me, God's Healing Power.
On meditation,
which helped me. And one of the book of Dadis, means Dadis of course many, that is the Companion of God. This one means something when you have to prove through inspiration, which helped me a lot, such books in which, you know, there is a one book, Shilu Ben. I will especially want to thank Shilu Ben, because she also really inspired me and helped me and supported me in the beginning when I was doing my work. And Shilu Ben has given me few books which are not available anywhere. She has in her library. And one of the book, the wonderful book which I got, was The Experiences of Double Foreigners of Around 70s. One of them is Brother Peter, and Peter from London. He is quite old now, and he has written how I have changed myself. Few of the foreigners' experiences are there, which I quoted in this, and it helped me a lot because it was giving such a beautiful strength. And also of India, like youth transformation is documented, like how they were before the, you know, they have vices or maybe smoking or whatever is there. So before and after result. And I had a chance of also documenting one of two research studies which I have conducted in Canada, because I went to Canada and there I got scholarship. So in St. Xavier's University with the students, before and after the changes in their lifestyle. So how, one thing was very interesting, in all the interviews, all of them, they showed their love for values, you know, their love for spirituality. They all liked, so it was such a beautiful platform that, you know, when people were talking about, you know, they like, they want, and they want, and the Brahma Kumari's role in this. And one of the research study I conducted with the police officers, because I go there as a faculty from last 15 years, so some of them, you know, how they transformed, and their 40% to 80%, you know, during when they meditated and when they had the spiritual discourses. So from 40% was before, and after this it increased more than 70%. So this kind of a research studies are also documented to make Baba's work more and more strong.
I have an endorsement from Betty Stanhower. She is the past president and founder of the People Bridge Foundation Canada. And she has written this, a thesis on the literature of Brahma Kumaris, a study in the Renaissance of Spirituality and Universal Human Values by Dr. Bini Sareen, is a strong testimonial to the Brahma Kumaris organization. It is a comprehensive and thorough study of spirituality, which includes history of Brahma Kumaris and its position in the world. It is an excellent contribution signifying to the purpose and functioning of Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, and is invaluable gift in reawakening the spirit of spirituality and values in the world. So this, I think, have you endorsed in it? It in the book?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you like to ask any questions? We have some 15 minutes. Would you like to ask any questions?
Come in front. So
please come in the front, yeah. I'm sure some of you may be wanting to know more, so you can always ask. Give her this mic.
Yes.
Okay. Please introduce yourself first.
Thank you, Baba, first, because he has invited me for this session to know all these things.
Please introduce yourself first. Yeah, what's your name here and from?
I am from Sri Lanka. My name is Ranganathan. And of course, Baba has told Murali very so many times, all these scriptures didn't get any transformation in the peoples. So now Baba is coming and he is transforming almost all the lives. You have made a very good effort, but my question is, we have submitted this in 9 chapters, 560 pages or something like that. My question is whether we can have a copy of that.
Yeah. Yes. Very interesting, and this is a right question, because you know, the pen first copy is given to Baba, and after Bap Dada, and afterwards Sadadi Janki kept the first copy because she wanted it to get it published. So it is already gone to the senior brothers like Nirvair Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, because they are the one who they have to decide finally, and we have decided it that it's going to publish, and it will be half of the size, because it is the original one, and you know that as a methodology you have to prove, and I don't want to take any risk from any side. So I thought of, you know, showing what we are doing, and even the traffic control is also mentioned in that. When we had a traffic control, and I thought of sharing Amrit Vela, traffic control, Toli, and how we have the our day-to-day chart we are keeping. Means simple things of Brahma Kumaris are also documented. The main idea is how we check ourselves strongly. So afterwards we will be going to publish it. Of course, little time it will take, so it will reduce in size. It will reduce in size. It will be very, very small, so you can carry. Of course, it's almost 4 kg. And this is the first thesis of white color, because when I went to the person for the publishing, you know, getting it designed, so he said we have blue, black, mostly black thesis, black, blue, red. But he said I don't have white color, I said, no, we want white color. And he specifically selected the white color. And it is all hand thing. You know, everything is done with hand. You know, and of course, I just show you the pages, the beginning pages. Shri Baba is there in the beginning. Who started and helped me in the work. Brahma Baba is there, the founder of the organization. And this thesis is dedicated to Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani. And it was so interesting to tell you because, you know, 500 pages and how I should tell and what I should not tell. Dadiji was coming continuously in my dreams. And I remember that when I have even not started the writing the book or writing the thesis, only few things I written, and Dadi Prakashmani came in my dream, and she was actually at that time, in one side was Nirvay Bhai in one side of Dadiji and one side Dr. Pratap, and Dadiji called both of them and showed this thesis. Can you believe? This thesis came in my dream before I finished. And you know, this dream gave me so much strength. I said, Dadi is showing me this thesis. It means this work is going to complete. And I had tears in my eyes. And Dadiji was all the time, her picture was there, and she was coming in my dreams, helping me how to go. So this is dedicated to her. And this is, you know, the Baba's all homes are here. It's all properly documented. Gyan Sarovar and all of them, these are there. And this is one of the Baba's original script. Is mentioned here when we started. Sorry. Baba's first, as a literature, the first manuscript of Baba. And the date is 62. The first 60 means many are there, but I, you know, collected and kept keeping because Baba has mentioned something about values in this. So that is the first manuscript of Baba is shown. So this way, like, I can feel that it's all Baba's work, and I was myself more than anything. I mean, I learned so much. You know, Shilu Ben was asking me. I never read because I came in Baba's knowledge when I was 8 years old, so I read Vedas, Gitas, Arvindus, all these things, and it given me so much, I mean, experience that what Baba is giving is the highest. So ultimately aim was to prove how we are the highest, we are the leading, we are the pioneering, who are uplifting the spirit of spirituality in the world. So you will get next year the copy.
Thank you, sister, and you have revealed Baba to the world, and who is the seminarist of the Gita. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else? We have 10 more minutes. Yes, please come.
Just wanted to ask about what you wrote in the conclusions about what's, you know, practically speaking, we kind of know it's Baba, but yes. What did you practically prove in the conclusions?
So the question is, what are you practically proving is in the conclusions?
Yes. Of course, so many pages are there, 506, so I just want to give you the gist of the study which I have presented, you know, at the time when my Viva final exam was there. So I was presenting this, and my examiner said that what question I am going to ask you, because you have presented everything in the presentation. So my question, you know, decreased, only he asked few questions. And the first question was that it was so interesting. He said that being a new person, just tell me how, if I want to learn meditation, I can learn. This was the question. So 15 minutes, I have a good chance of giving him Baba's introduction. So this was there. Of course, I share you the new dimension contributions of Brahma Kumaris, what we did, and the essence of the study. Actually, this is what I have, you know, written in the gist I am giving you, in essence, the noble contribution of Brahma Kumari's literature and practices, renaissance of spirituality and universal human values, sowing the seeds of reawakening of values and spirituality in delicate period of insecurity and stress. Restoration of human values and spirituality written and propagated by Brahma Kumaris has proved the new way of better life. Deeply understanding the need of the hour, connecting the missing link between the knowledge and practice and refining our understanding, because it was very interesting that Vivekanand, Arvindu, Gita, whatever they are mentioning, there is a gap actually. Because in present generation, they don't know how to go about. So this gap is filled by Brahma Kumaris. This was the idea, like how, what we are doing, so we are refining and we are providing the new ways of better living. Deeply understanding the need of the hour, connecting the missing link between knowledge and practice, and refining our understanding, Brahma Kumaris World Spirituality, Spiritual University is presently a leading university with its 9,000 spiritual centers in 137 countries of the world, with huge strength of human power, serving tirelessly in the noble mission of promoting values since 1937. The only organization of the world. There is no organization which has so many centers, so many, you know, out of India, and so many big manpower. So this was a very big, you know, impression on them that this is the practical university of the world. Exclusive revolutionary step taken by the founder in 1937 placed women in forefront at crucial time to uplift their dignity. Its literature is simple in style and has transformed and reorganized and re-engineered the lives of many through spiritual awakening. Its 18 professional wings are dedicated to the enhancement of applied and experimental knowledge based on personal experience and scientific research, covering broader perspective of spirituality and values to all age groups. This is very interesting. Only organization which is giving to, you know, to small child, to the all age groups. Nurturing values through practice of Raj Yoga and observing peaceful principles, contributing in world peace. New pathways suiting to present mindset amidst the challenges leading to integrating spirituality in lifestyle. Rewarded and recognized as an NGO for its peace initiatives at UN and education in spirituality and moral values on a global level. The Brahma Kumaris is the world's first and largest spiritual movement led by women, working for the spiritual upliftment of the women. So this was, you know, one of the main thing, and the one that related with the sister question is, I'm adding, this is the conclusion and the essence of the study. The essence of spirituality and values is that it leads to transformation. The only power which can lead to the transformation. Spirituality and values are the only solution to our current problems. Subject of spirituality and values is very deep, subtle, energetic, and full of divine fragrance and beauty of the soul. Spirituality is the final destination for self-improvement and brings happiness and harmony in the society. Spirituality and values remove weaknesses and empowers and elevates the soul. It is the ray of hope for the suffering world, peace at the time of war, strength at the time of stressful struggle, feeling of brotherhood in relation of hatred. Self-transformation has power to lead the world in a peaceful direction. Research work in this subject should be promoted to enhance the importance of values and spirituality in the field of literature. Search in spirituality is not only the subject of information, but more of experience with wonderful results. In exploring and analyzing the authority of Gita, Murlis and leading spiritual writers, the basic truth is that values always shine with victory over the vices. So this was few of the things.
I think one last question which I would like to ask is, what do you see the future of this? In what way is it going to help? And what will you make it into? So what is your now future plan? Anything you have in mind?
Yeah. I think I was also thinking in one way, of course, this is the first group. Of course, we had one get-together last Sunday. And this was actually...
I would like to mention that how, you know, the Mount Abu people felicitated her. Mount Abu people, you can imagine, in a very big hotel, Hillock Hotel of Mount Abu, they said, we will do everything. The Brahma Kumaris come and all the big VIPs of Mount Abu, they came, and the Brahma Kumaris, Nivebhai, Karunabhai, all the seniors came, Jayanti Ben too, and it's a very big felicitation program in the Hillock Hotel, and she wore her, you know, what do you call that, the dress, convocation dress and the cap, and very lovely photographs that came in the newspaper, they were the media people, so Mount Abu and also in Rajasthan it came. So it was a very big news that a Brahma Kumari sister has done so much PhD work. And also, actually it was Dr. Pratap who mentioned that yes, anybody in the Global Hospital wants to do more research work, wants to study higher, wants to go forward, is most welcome. And she was the first one in the staff of the Global Hospital to do this work. So really, we congratulate her, we thank her, and we sure give her all the good wishes that may this continue and Baba's work be expanded through this and Baba's message reached the whole world. Like Baba was saying in today's Murli too, that no corner should be left out. So I'm sure this is a new method of giving Baba's message to the world. So I think you'd like
only
to say last one?
New vision as Shilu Ben was mentioning, but I'm also still you're feeling, of course, because when work Baba has, you know, everything Baba has inspired and Baba has helped me to reach here. So further also Baba is having already the plans and Baba is giving us touchings. So I also feel that maybe later on I feel, you know, even to welcome you also, even your suggestions can help me. Of course, a few of the, you know, sisters in the last group, they were, as the brother mentioned, they were also keenly interested that they want to keep it as a documentation in their center also, because in which they can, many new souls, when they don't have many things, they are not clear to them, so they can use it as a reference book. So I'm also thinking in future, you know, this book can help to other people, because the idea is mainly the new souls and also to Brahmin souls also. So very soon, with the help of, you know, your good wishes and with Baba's cooperation, it will be going to be published. So it will be soon in your hands. This is the future vision. And the other thing is, we have launched on this topic, reawakening the spirit of spirituality. So we have launched last week spiritual counseling program. This is the new beginning hospital. So anyone, if they want a spiritual counseling, for example, we know sometimes they don't have time for 7 days or 3 days or so, at least at the right time we need to help them. So spiritual counseling is also started. So I feel that maybe this will also help in Baba's, you know, work, and Baba knows better. So last I want to, you know, multi-million times I want to thank Baba. Baba made me to complete this work, and all dadis and all senior brother and sisters, Global Hospital sisters like Shilu Ben, Jayanti Ben, and many more, you know, brothers, Anthony Bhai, Mike George, all of them, they actually, when they came and I was talking to them, they also said, please do it, because this will be a good documentation for us. So there are many generous souls, And also all of you, those are sitting from so long and your good wishes are reaching to me. So again, a multi-million times thanks to all of you, those are here. Om Shanti.
So the North Gujarat University Patan has provided this provisional certificate. This is to certify that Bini Sareen has been found duly qualified for the award of the degree of Doctor of Philosophy as per this office notification number, exam so and so, date 2/11/2010 under the Faculty of Arts. So this has gone in the Faculty of Arts. It is further confirmed that she is eligible for the award of the said degree. The degree will be awarded to her if she applies for the same at the scheduled time of convocation. It is further confirmed that she is eligible for the award of the said degree after the resolution passed by the Academic Council and Executive Council to confer the degree provided. She applies in the prescribed form and remits requisite fees for the same in the office. So this is IC, what, Controller of Examinations.
It is already, the declaration has already gone to the 20 main universities of India. They have already sent, actually when they declare, so it is officially declaration letter copy goes to the all the main secretary, commissioner, education and the 5 Delhi UGC grant commission. So it has already gone to the leading universities. This is the notification of the Brahma Kumaris literature on this topic has already gone there. So it means it is already officially went from them, from their side it has already declared.
Okay. So now 2 minutes we sit in Baba's remembrance and complete the session.